Welcome to Bedtime History. Hello, this is Breck. Guess what, parents? Bedtime History is now available on StoryButton. StoryButton is the easiest way to listen to our show without using screen devices like your phone or a tablet. StoryButton is like a radio that's built for easy listening to your favorite kids' podcasts like ours. And the best part is there's no subscriptions or fees to access the content. This week, save $10 and get free shipping when you go to storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. That's storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. I'm sure most of you know a few things about the internet and video games and some of the other amazing things you can do on computers, phones, and other devices. Do you know how many of these apps, games, and other programs are designed? They use computer programming languages, or often what we now just call code. It's all the instructions that make up these apps. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but this was my job for many years. I wrote code and designed programs for people to use on their computer. I started out doing this in high school in a computer programming class and continued doing it as a hobby for fun. Later, I got my first job coding. One of my first big programs was an app for pizza places. The employees at the pizza place could take an order and build the pizza using these apps, and it would create all the instructions for the employees making the pizza. Pretty fun, right? I've also designed a couple games for fun, nothing that really got published, and today one of my jobs, besides creating a podcast, is teaching kids how to code. How cool is that? My website is called Fiero Code, F-I-E-R-O, and kids in schools and libraries get to use it to learn how to code websites and games. You can look this up at fierocode.com, F-I-E-R-O-C-O-D-E.com. I'll include a link in the show notes too. You might have access to it through your library or school, but if you don't, let your school or library know, and they might be able to get it. Otherwise, I recommend a website called Scratch to learn some of the basics. One of the reasons I wanted to talk about my job and coding today is because code was used to create one of the most popular video games on the internet, Roblox. So listen up as we talk about how Roblox was created using code, and how it became the internet sensation it is today. Our story begins in the early 2000s with two wizards of the internet named Dave Baszucki and Eric Cassell. These visionary friends loved building and creating, and they dreamt of a place where everyone could let their imaginations run wild. Together, they set out on an epic quest to create a platform where people could build their own games and play together. In 2004, they used computer coding to create DynaBlocks. It was a virtual land where players could build and explore, creating their own adventures and challenges. Their chosen tool for the game was Lua, a scripting language known for its simplicity and versatility. Lua provided the foundation for David and Eric to weave the intricate code required to create a platform where users could unleash their creativity. The development of DynaBlocks and its evolution into Roblox was no small task. David and Eric, armed with their coding expertise, spent several years refining and expanding their creation. The process was marked by many hours of dedication and trial and error. As they encountered challenges and made changes, the two founders tirelessly worked to improve the user's experience and build a platform that would capture the imagination of millions. David and Eric hired a team of skilled programmers to get the job done. This effort brought many talents and perspectives into the mix, enriching the game design process. The team worked together to deal with technical challenges, optimize performance, and introduce new features that would contribute to Roblox's growth. As the team expanded, so did the complexity and depth of the system, demonstrating the power of teamwork and innovation in the world of computer programming. By 2006, Roblox officially became the digital space we know today, where players could build, play, and make friends from all corners of the globe. As more adventurers joined the Roblox world, it started to sparkle with millions of games created by imaginative minds. You see, Roblox was designed so even the players could learn how to code and use graphic design to create their own games using the Lua programming language. How amazing is that? it means the possibilities for Roblox were endless. The popularity of Roblox soared, and soon it became a global sensation, enchanting players young and old alike. In Robloxia, the virtual land of Roblox, players can embark on incredible quests and adventures created by fellow players. Some of the most popular games include Adopt Me, where players can adopt virtual pets, and Brookhaven, a magical town where everyone can become anything they imagine. The developers behind these games, like Adopt Me's, Dreamcraft, and Brookhaven's Wolfpack, are like modern-day sorcerers. They use code in magical ways to design these new experiences. These games have become so beloved that they've attracted millions of players, turning the once small Robloxia into a bustling metropolis of creativity. Now let's talk about some of the young players who turn their dreams into impressive games. Players like Alex Bilderman Balfance made their fortunes by crafting games that captured the hearts of millions. Alex created Jailbreak, a game where players can choose to be cops or robbers in a thrilling chase. His creativity didn't just entertain, but he was able to earn money from his game, turning him into a legendary figure in the Roblox world. In Roblox, some young creators have discovered a path to riches. Take, for instance, the young adventurer Andrew Bad CC Bereza. His game, Bad Business, became a sensation, and as players flocked to experience the excitement he crafted, Andrew found himself with a treasure trove of Robux, the currency of Roblox. Some of the young creators were able to earn enough to pay for their college education, which is pretty impressive. In the world of Roblox, not all heroes wear capes. Some wear headphones and sit in front of computers. Let's dive into the tales of two creators who warm the hearts of players everywhere. One such gamer is Ethan Gamer TV, who started creating Roblox videos at a young age. His enthusiasm and love for the game resonated with many, turning him into a beloved figure in the Roblox community. Another popular player is Work at a Pizza Place, Dude1. His game, where players can experience the joys and challenges of working at a pizza joint, became a beloved classic. Dude1's journey from a humble creator to a celebrated figure in Robloxia showcases the power of imagination and hard work. What do you think of the story of the creation of Roblox? It always amazes me to think of the small beginnings of projects like this. I mean, that's how the podcast started too. The idea for Roblox started in the minds of David and Eric, and with lots of hard work, talent, and determination, it led to the game we know today that's played by millions of creators and gamers around the world. If you were to create your own gamer app, what would it do? If you have an idea, write it down, draw some pictures to describe it, and use websites like Canva or Fiero Code or Scratch to learn how to design and code and bring your creation to life. Like Roblox, every big idea has to start somewhere. We hope you enjoyed this episode about Roblox. Be sure to tune in next Monday for a new episode.